सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति 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 सन्नो मित्रसंवर्णः सन्नो भवद्वर्यमा सन्नो इन्द्रो बृहस्पति सन्नो विष्णुरुक्रमः नमो ब्रह्मणे नमस्ते वायु त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि कृतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तन्मामावि तत्त्वकारामावि आविर्मा आविर्वत्कारम् ॐ शान्ति 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 श्री ॐ आदिशक्तये नमः श्री ॐ महाशक्तये नमः श्री ॐ पञ्चशक्तये नमः श्री ॐ विराटये नमः श्री ॐ देवी
Which is better, English or Tamil or whatever?
English.
English. Hindi. Tamil.
Tamil.
So first let me finish it in English, then I'll... So we all think, what is this, why we come here? What's the speciality, why we come here? What's the use of this travel? Mostly, we will be thinking that it's just a journey or just like a fun we all go. No. According to Himalayas, it's not a fun place. It's called as Devabhumi. In those days, rishis were staying here. Even now, rishis are staying and they do their tapasya. The good vibration, I think you are all from foreign countries, some of them you know well. I have traveled so many mountains. If you ask me, I have traveled the Christchurch, that is, you have the Queenstown Mountain. Then I have traveled with the Germany, that Alps Mountain. I have been for all the mountains where you can find the snow, all this. But the real environment and vibration, only we find the Himalayas. So Himalayas only we could find the vibration and the waves of the rishis. That's why when we travel, don't think any wrong thing. That is, no negatives should be there. We should be always thinking about positive only. We go safe, we come safe. So better don't think any other things, because once you think positive, if suppose the devatas say katastu, that will happen. Once you think negative, if they say katastu, that will happen. Because we don't know when they will be alert, who is going to bless you, when they will bless you. And this is one of the important place, like whole Himalayas. We have all the vibrations here and all the rishis. Of course, there were plenty of rishis. Even Jesus was there in Himalayas. It was been in history. So like this, we have histories. So why this Yamunotri is more important? Now we go one place, because now we are coming to Yamunotri. So we are going to Yamunotri. Who knows about this Yamunotri? Even if you ask local people, they might have not known much about Yamunotri. Because the history is, nobody knows. So So the M naught is, which is our Sri Om Jagadadri Devi has said for us in the Charitram, which here she took three Charitram at M naught 3, where we were fasting for 41 days and we had the three Charitram here done. Govardhan, Pratyaksha and one more, Vidada, I think, I don't know much. Three Charitram has been done here. So that's the most important place. So what is the main of this? Yamunotri is the river which is formed by Lord Mahavishnu in the Ayagriva Swarupa. When Ayagriva, I think you all know the story of Ayagriva. So when Ayagriva came, he went and sat at Yamunotri. That is on the upper part of the Yamuna. Then he called Saptarishis and he said, please make water here. So it is called Saptarishi Kund. So the water is coming from Saptarishis. So it is Saptarishi Kund. So it is on the top of the Yamunotri, which we cannot travel. Of course, we have I have been traveled. I gone to two kund I saw, and then I can't travel after that, so we came back. And it's all closed also by full snow. So that Saptarishi Kund, the important where our Ayagriva, Swami Ayagriva sit there, and he was chanting the mantra of Lalita Sahasranam. So that the Lalita Sahasranam came from the Saptarishi Kund of Yamuna. The origin is from there. So we are not coming to a place where nothing is there. We are coming to the place where the Lalita Sahasranam has been written by Ayagriva. So which is an auspicious place here. So having bath, it's Saptarishi's blessing we get from the bath. So that is why we get this main Yamuna, where we come here and have the bath and get the blessings of the Ayagriva, Yamuna Devi and then Lalita. So this Ayagriva, while he was writing Sahasranam, he got the darshan of Devi, Lalita Devi. So when he got the darshan of Lalita Devi, then he asked Lalita Devi, this Saptarishi Kund has to be named and it should be blessed. Because here I wrote and I got your darshan. Then Devi says, don't worry. In your avatar, you will pass Yamuna. There is a preference for Yamuna that time. So you know well, Lord Krishna and Yamuna is always linked. So it is another way it is called as Vishnu's wife is also Yamuna. So in your avatar, this Yamuna will be linked and you will be with Yamuna only. So then he says, okay, this river is now blessed by Holy Mother Lalita Devi. So Lalita Devi is nothing other than our Sri Om Jagadadri Mother. So Jagadadri Mother has given this. So we have come to the place first of her place that get the blessings from here. That's why in this Chardham, first they start from Yamunotri, not from any other river. First Yamunotri, then Gangotri, then Kedarnath, then Badrinath. That's the procedure. Why this procedure is kept by rishis? So they say this is where Lord Ayagriva himself blessed the river and Yamuna was formed here. So this has to be the sacred, first sacred river. So we all should be very proud of it, to just come here. Coming here is not that easy. Coming to Himalayas is not that easy. It's very difficult. By the Mother's grace, we just move on. So we just came here. So we pray. So mostly pray more, do japa more, which has a value. Because you have the vibrations of the rishis, you get good vibration more. Instead of thoughts other than other ways, better think only one. Yatra, Yamana. That's all. Think one. Yatra, Yamana. Devi is there with us. Devi is going to bless us. We are going to get the rishi's blessing. Plenty of rishis here. They did the tapas here. They are doing the tapas. So this is a great opportunity for us to get the vibration. So we are here for that. And next is, like you all want to know about the Amarnath. So when Lord Shiva was in his dhyan, Parvati went to him and asked, Swami, can you explain what is Guru is? And who is your Guru? You are doing dhyan. Then Shiva, of course, smiles and says, my Guru is Devi. I am only doing japa of her. You could see Shiva always closing his eyes and doing japa. Brahma always closing his eyes doing japa. Vishnu always closing his eyes doing japa. Whom they are doing this japa? So they are doing the japa of Sri Om Adisha, the Supreme Power. So she asked, Swami, can you explain me how to do japa? What is Guru is? Then Shiva says, I can't explain you here. There is a cave in Himalaya. Go there. I'll give you mantropadesh now. Do japa. Guru is not immediately to get. If Guru is immediately get means, you got the Guru immediately means, there is no respect. So Guru, you have to do tapas, then only you have to get the Guru. So you all should know how much tapas you have done it. So somewhere you got the Guru. So that Guru is more important. So you go and do the tapas. Then Parvati Devi, she came to the cave where now Amarnath cave is there. She was sitting and doing the tapas. So she did for a long, long, long years. Then Shiva came as Dakshinamurti, in the form of Dakshinamurti, which is the day we call as Guru Purnima. So he came and he sat there on the Guru Purnima. Then he said, Parvati, I am your Guru. I will start the lesson of Guru Gita. You please listen to the Guru Gita. So the Guru Gita was being chanted there and Parvati was learning the Guru Gita. So that is why the most important day of going to the Amarnath is Guru Purnima. So that is where you get the darshan of Dakshinamurti. So getting Guru's darshan is not that easy. So that day Parvati does the Pada Puja of Guru. That's why all Guru Purnima, all Guru's Pada Puja has been done. So Parvati does the Guru Padaka Puja and then she says, Swami, start the lesson. Then Shiva starts the lesson. So this is how the Guru Gita come. After they finished their Guru Gita, they went away. Both of them, they finished. Lesson is over. Teacher also vacated the school and student also vacated. So there is no one. After long, long years ago, there was saints used to come there, they used to worship and they used to go. They know this is the place of Shiva where she gives most of the saints. They used to come sit there. They used to do dhyan. They used to get the vision of Dakshinamurti. And when you get the Dakshinamurti vision, they get the lesson of Guru Gita. After getting the lesson of Guru Gita, they used to move. So all the saints, that is all rishis, they came there, they just listened the Guru Gita, only the echo of the cave. See the beauty. The vibration of the cave is saying them the Guru Gita. That means how much power it has, the cave has. So only the vibration. So they used to do the dhyan, they get the vibration of Guru Gita, they used to go out after finishing the lesson. So it was said that it's a lesson from Dakshinamurti directly, because it's the full vibration of it was there. There were plenty they used. Lastly, Maharishi came. Markandeya Maharishi, he came. He asked, Swami, after in Kali Yuga, what this is going to be happen? Who will come and who, what they will do the worship? How it will be there? Then Lord Shiva present says, don't worry. People will come, they will worship. It will be a spot of worshipping. So when that is said, he was happy, he left. So in the Kali Yuga, one of the person was walking there in the mountains. He was just a mountain rider who goes regularly in the mountains, like people here. He was just walking, he saw suddenly one heist was there, and one person was sitting with full beard and everything. Then he came near him. He asked, who are you? How you are alone here? I have seen so many days, nothing is here. Today I see this one. Then this weird person says, I am daily here, but nobody knows me. I am here only, but no one doesn't know. I am here. Then this man says, no, most of the days I see nobody was here. Okay, anyway. Okay, Swami, I will come and see you tomorrow, you be here. And this weird fellow also was laughing. Okay, you come, I'll be here only, I don't go anywhere. So next day he came, he saw only the ice linga. Next to that, a small ice linga of Parvati, that's all. You know, nothing is there, nobody is there. What is this? Nobody, that man, where is he? He shouted and he saw that man is not there. He said he'll be sitting here, he is not there. Then he walked. He wanted to take the ice and see whether this man has become ice or what. Just he wanted to check it up. He just touched the ice, he got the shock. He fell back. He was kicked back. Second trip he tried, he was kicked back. Third trip he tried, kicked back. Then there was a jyoti in the ice lake. Then it says, I am Lord Shiva as Dakshinamurti here. Today is Guru Purnima. You touched my feet. So you will be blessed. You will be given mukti. See that. So he got the mukti on the spot. So Guru Gita's Dakshinamurti's that day, Guru day, you have darshan is a great darshan of Guru, which we get it. So that is why that spot is also very important here in Himalayas, that we go there. Because we go to Vaishnavi also. When we go there, I will explain you about that. So today you know what is why we went there, and you know what is Yamuna is. Yamuna where the first Lalita Sahasranam came. Don't forget that. Ayagriva Maharishi with the Saptarishi's support has written the Lalita Sahasranam and got the blessing of Mata Shri Jagadadevi Lalitamba. So we all should be proud that we are coming to our mother. We are going near our mother only. Yamuna is also one of our mother. We are there, and After that, our charitra, which on the saint's part, the other beauty is, on the Yamuna's part, Jagadadema took the class of three avatars here. See the beauty. There, God is singing about God. Here, God is saying about the Guru. So she said the three classes here. It was morning one, afternoon one, evening, because you all did not enjoy those classes. You should see, you should have enjoyed those classes with Devi, how she says and the way she says. In that, she says about the Yamuna, which is the importance of Yamuna. So whenever you read the Charitram of Govardhan, you will have the Yamuna history. In Govardhan only, you have the Yamuna history there. In Pratiksha, I think the Jesus and other things have been linked there, the two rishis. I hope so, because I am not that clear. But three charitram has been taken here, that is known. Vidada and Govardhan and our Pratiksha. So all three in different angle, different charitram. And one day she will say all that one day, all three. That was a great opportunity. So that was done in Yamunotri. That's why we have to go to our Guru's place where we got this lesson. Why we go there? Because one is Lalita, second is we got our Guru's lesson there. So we go there, worship and come. Say. So if you refer any books, I don't think it will be in the book.